Awaken your intellectual process with the nature of your well-being. Open your sleepy eyes and rise from the laziness of a lethargic mind to 10 minutes of get up and get your day started in a positive direction that begins with a smile on your face. Now, it may be funny, cool, or inspiring, but it will not be tiring. Because if it's bringing you down, you don't need it around. So, drop the negative thought, whatever it may be, and let's get it cracking on positive. Open your intellectual process to the true spiritual nature of your being, and your conscious awareness will realize wisdom. Now, move your body as we practice mental karate to keep it cracking all day long. Taki Hicks with a mission to inspire and empower the will to lives of vision, action, persistence, accomplishment, wealth, and contribution through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth and freedom. Y'all, your boy Taki is back once again after a nice long 3-day weekend. Yes, I did take me a 3-day weekend. I think a lot of people took a 3-day weekend. You know, they were doing it that way, I believe, for President's Day, because we celebrate the birthdays of two presidents, I believe Lincoln and Washington. And I guess the official President's Day is going to be next Monday, but hey, you do it how you do it, and you do it, yeah. Anyways, this weekend was really, really good for me. I enjoyed myself on my show this past Saturday, Conversations with Intelligent Black Men, where the topic was the continuation of my Cash Rules Everything Around Me segment, and I think the point was made and it got across and was put across well. For those of you that did not get to hear that, like I said, you can always get the archive of all my shows. You can go to fishstickbudget.com and click down to the bottom of that first page there. You'll see at the bottom of the page the archives and recordings of my latest shows, as well as you can just keep going and go way back into the deep archives and check that out. And you know, if you're feeling it, you're feeling it. If not, keep it moving. Anyways, I did watch an interesting movie this weekend as well. What was the name of that movie? The Good Lie. The Good Lie. Very good movie. Watched it with the family, and it just showed so many ways that our people are accustomed to good work, integrity, honesty, and all those things. And you know, we've been kind of tainted being in this US of A thing, but I'm not even gonna go there, because like I said, this show is the positive show, right? So let's keep it on the positive tip. and I want to go into some of my ponderings this weekend as well. Those of you that know me know I do a lot of deep thinking, and you know, I was looking at my life, and you know, you ask yourself, what do you want your life story to be? I mean, when you're dead and gone, what is going to be your, I guess, obituary? Or, you know, what did you do with the life, the time you were given on this planet? What was your contribution to life on this planet while you were here? Which is a pretty important topic for me. You know, I had to ask myself about, you know, occupations, my home life, family life, everything. You have to ask yourself, you know, am I dying slowly for something that I'm not willing to die for? I mean, think about that. That's a deep question right there, people. And it's a question I feel is important for us to ask ourselves and really evaluate what we're doing in life and what we're doing with our life and what is our story. You know, what is our life story? Because when it comes down to it, that's what life is. It's a story. I mean, we've been reading stories forever. The Bible is a story, a set of stories, you know, and these stories, true or not, they're stories of people's lives. So it lets us know that our life is a mixture of stories. And how do you want that story to end? What do you want the moral of that story to be? What will you want your life to be summed up in? And that's an important question to ask as you seek your many different endeavors and things you get involved with and things you're doing in your life, to really evaluate how those things actually add up to your story. Is it supporting your life story, or is it just not fitting in? And if not, you know, we need to rewrite the story, or we need to do something. That's something I want to put on everybody's mind today, is, you know, evaluating what you're doing, evaluating your life in general, and evaluating what your story in life is. Think about that deeply, because you know, you ask yourself a lot of questions and we get caught up in a lot of different careers that really don't mean anything to us, and endeavors and missions and religious beliefs and things that really don't support our overall story in life. And I believe it's important that it all comes together harmoniously to tell our story and to blend in with our life in general. Just a few things to think about as you get your morning cracking this morning, this beautiful Tuesday, February the 10th, 2015, as it goes down in history once again. I gotta leave you with that beat. So move your feet, get your day going, and keep your blood flowing, and however I said it before, it rhymed, didn't it? Anyway, I just like doing this, and I like having fun doing this, and this is harmonious with how I want my life to go down, and how I want to be a part of my life, is sharing things to help others as well as help myself. That being said, this boy got to get on up out of here. I got a lot to do this morning and a lot to do today. So I got to get on up out of here. Leave you with that beat. Most definitely hit me up at workwithtaki.com. Sponsored by fishstickbudget.com. Those are my sites. And I'm out. Peace. Malta.
today should always be better than yesterday.
Pull your pants up,
boy. 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 Boy.
Stay black.
Stay black.
Thank you.